Hi. This is the fourth part of software testing interview questions and answers. This podcast will help you prepare for your next software developer interview and secure a lucrative job in IT. So, let's have a look at the questions. Question 61. What are different types of performance testing? Answer. Below are the types of performance testing: stress testing, spike testing, load testing, volume testing, endurance testing, scalability testing. Question 62. What are key challenges of software testing? Answer. Here are some significant challenges in software testing. Time constraints. Software development projects are usually time sensitive, and there is pressure to release products quickly. This can lead to limited time for thorough testing, resulting in the possibility of overlooking critical defects. Changing requirements. Requirements may change during the development process, which can make it challenging to keep test cases up to date. Test environment management. Creating and maintaining suitable test environments that mirror the production environment can be complex and resource intensive. Test data management. Obtaining and managing appropriate test data can be difficult. Test data needs to cover a wide range of scenarios and effectively simulate real-world conditions. Automation challenges. Developing and maintaining automated test scripts require technical expertise and effort. Additionally, not all tests can be easily automated, especially those involving visual validations or usability testing. Test coverage. Ensuring adequate test coverage to identify potential defects in various scenarios and configurations is a challenge. It requires careful planning, prioritization, and a comprehensive understanding of the system and its potential risks. Testing for different platforms and devices. With the increasing variety of platforms, devices, and operating systems, testing across multiple configurations becomes challenging. Question 63. List down different types of severity. Answer. There are various types of severity, such as user interface defects, boundary-related defects, error handling defects, misinterpreted data, hardware failures, compatibility issues, calculation defects, control flow defects, load conditions. Question 64. What is a silk test? Answer. Silk test, also known as micro-focus silk test or Borland silk test, is a software testing tool used for automated functional and regression testing of applications. It is primarily designed for testing web, desktop, and mobile applications. Question 65. Why should you use silk test? Answer. Here are some reasons why you might consider using silk test. Cross-platform and cross-browser support. Silk test allows you to test applications across different platforms and browsers to ensure the compatibility and functionality of your software. Scripting flexibility. Silk test supports multiple scripting languages. This flexibility allows testers and developers to leverage their existing programming skills and preferences when creating automated test scripts. Object recognition and synchronization. Silk test recognizes objects in the application's user interface, making it easier to create and maintain test scripts. Additionally, silk test provides synchronization mechanisms to ensure that test scripts wait for the application to respond appropriately before proceeding, enhancing the reliability and stability of the tests. Test automation capabilities. Silk test offers robust test automation features, allowing you to automate repetitive test scenarios and reduce manual effort. Question 66. How to use Selenium Grid? Answer. Here's a step-by-step guide on how to use Selenium Grid. Set up the Grid Hub. The Grid Hub acts as a central point that manages the distribution of tests to multiple nodes. Set up the grid nodes. Nodes are the machines where you want to run your tests. Each node registers itself with the Grid Hub, specifying the browsers and platforms it supports. Write Selenium tests. Write your Selenium tests using your preferred programming language and Selenium WebDriver API. Configure the WebDriver to connect to the Grid Hub by providing the URL where the Grid Hub is running. Run the tests. Execute your tests as you normally would, and Selenium Grid will distribute the tests across the available nodes based on the desired capabilities specified. Question 67. What is intranet application? Answer. An intranet application is a software application or a collection of software applications that are built and deployed within an organization's intranet. An intranet, as opposed to the internet, is a private network accessible only to authorized individuals within the organization. Question 68. What is HTTP? Answer. HTTP stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol. It is an application layer protocol used for transmitting hypermedia documents, such as HTML files, over the internet. HTTP is the foundation of data communication on the World Wide Web and allows web browsers and servers to communicate and exchange information. Question 69. What are the applications of HTTP? Answer. HTTP is widely used for various purposes beyond web browsing, such as API communication, data retrieval, and web services. It forms the basis for many other protocols and technologies, including HTTPS, HTTP Secure, which adds encryption and secure communication layers to protect sensitive data during transmission. Question 70. Define client-side validation? Answer. Client-side validation refers to the process of validating user input and data on the client side, typically within a web browser, before it is submitted to a server for further processing. It involves using JavaScript or other client-side scripting languages to validate data and ensure it meets certain criteria or constraints. Question 71. What is server-side validation? Answer. Server-side validation refers to the process of validating user input and data on the server rather than on the client side. It is an important aspect of web development and software engineering that helps ensure the integrity, security, and reliability of data submitted by users. Question 72. Explain the role of usability testing. Answer. Usability testing is a crucial method used to evaluate the usability of a product or service, typically software or a website, by observing how real users interact with it. The primary goal of usability testing is to identify any usability issues or obstacles that may prevent users from achieving their goals effectively and efficiently. Question 73. Name some web testing tools. Answer. Here are some popular web testing tools used for various purposes. Selenium. Cypress. Test Cafe. Junit. Eggplant Functional. JMeter. Question 74. What is a proxy server? Answer. A proxy server is an intermediary server that acts as a gateway between a client device and another server. It facilitates communication between the client and the server by forwarding requests from the client to the appropriate destination and returning responses from the server back to the client. Question 75. Why use proxy server? Answer. The proxy server is used for several purposes, such as content filtering, load balancing, caching security, anonymity. Question 76. List out some commonly used proxy servers? Answer. Some of the most common proxy servers are listed below. Web proxy. Anonymous proxy. Distorting proxy. Transparent proxy. High anonymity proxy. Question 77. What is a modification request? Answer. A modification request refers to a formal or informal submission made by an individual or organization to request changes, alterations, or adjustments to an existing system, process, document, product, or any other entity. The purpose of a modification request is to outline the desired modifications and provide supporting information or rationale for why those changes are necessary or beneficial. Question 78. What is static testing and how is it different from dynamic testing? Answer. Static testing is a software testing technique that involves evaluating the software without executing it. It is performed during the early stages of the software development lifecycle, SDLC, and focuses on analyzing the software artifacts such as requirements, design documents, code, and other supporting documents. The goal of static testing is to identify defects, inconsistencies, and adherence to coding standards without actually running the program. Dynamic testing, on the other hand, involves evaluating the software by executing it with test inputs and observing the actual behavior during runtime. It is performed after the static testing phase and focuses on validating the functional and non-functional aspects of the software. Question 79. What is gray box testing? Answer. Gray box testing is a software testing technique that combines elements of both black box testing and white box testing. In gray box testing, the tester has partial knowledge of the internal workings of the system being tested. They possess some knowledge of the internal structure, implementation details, or algorithms of the software, but not the complete understanding. Question 80. What is a test suite? Answer. A test suite is a collection of test cases that are designed to test the functionality and behavior of a software application or system. It is a structured approach to organizing and executing tests in order to ensure thorough testing coverage. Thank you for listening to our podcast.